After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. This is my show. My friends come on and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, basketball now, golf, and the metronome of your life, baseball. Whether it's opening day, the big tournament, or one of the majors, we have the best to preview it and break down just what happened. And let's not forget the important stuff, the amount of daylight where I live, the importance of speedies, and the rankings of beach-style pizza. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the board, down for us on the boards in New York City. Welcome to Tuesday. I hope you had a good one. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's how you spell Odyssey. You can always listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I'm on Sirius XM, channel 158. You got a smart speaker? Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Talk to Google. Talk to Alexa. Talk to whoever it is. And the show comes right on up. CBSSportsRadio.com in so many more ways. I know we got people who listen all over the country, overseas, all over North America. I get people who hit me up in Europe saying that they keep up with the show. Shout out to all the servicemen and women who lock in as well. Thank you very much. So whether you happen to be at work, you're serving, you're at home, you're sitting in traffic, I'm here with you, blazing through your speakers. And this is where we're going to be hanging out for the next 4 hours. You want to find me? I'm online. I'm on social media. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Got X, got Twitter, got Instagram, got Facebook, got all of that. YouTube, yeah, I am all over the place. And we got another busy day in front of us because this is the second day of the NFL legal tampering period. And so we've had some other big names, some more big names who are going to end up in some new places. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is now the newest member of the Baltimore Ravens. We have a former Raven who is now a Steeler. Patrick Queen is like, I'm switching places. Late last night, early this morning, this may not be good news for Justin Jefferson, but damn it, we got Sam Darnold in Minnesota. We have a former Packer who's also going to Minnesota. Aaron Jones. Jameis Winston has a new home. He's going to Cleveland, Ohio. The New York Giants got a new backup in Drew Locke. It's just so much going on, so much that has gone on. If you want to participate in the show, knock yourself out. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I feel like just so many running backs switching teams, switching places. The running backs aren't valued. The running backs don't make the bread. They don't get the paper. They don't get the cash. They're just shuffled around like pawns on the chessboard. Nobody cares about the running backs. I'm going to tell you about Derrick Henry's deal in a second. And a matter of fact, because there's so much movement in the running back world, in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with someone who's familiar with protecting running backs. Lorenzo Neal, former Pro Bowler, All-Pro from the Chargers, is going to join us. This man knows. He's been around the NFL 16 years. Used to knocking people the hell out the way for LaDainian Tomlinson. Lorenzo Neal is going to join us in about 15 minutes to talk about everything going on in Baltimore, especially the big news of Derrick Henry joining these Ravens. Jonas Schaefer is going to join us from the Baltimore Banner. We're going to get into everything going on with the damn Minnesota Vikings. Feels like crap if you ask me. But before we do anything, a very simple question to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Ryan, how you doing? You good?
Joe, I'm doing great today. It's beautiful here in New York City. I like so far what the Colts are doing in free agency, and I don't have to worry about my quarterback running for office. So you know what? Check, check, check. Great Tuesday so far.
Oh, you talking about that Aaron Rodgers thing, right? What is he going to be running with Kennedy, RFK?
That's Junior? What the reports are. That he's going to be VP to RFK Jr.
Oh, great. Nice. What a world we live in, right?
It's going to be a hell of a voting season, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's just a wild, ridiculous world. Let's talk about the wild, ridiculous world of the NFL. At least that one is a little bit more of a current reality. You know, last night when we edited the show, Hickey, we had a couple of callers from Baltimore. And I remember specifically one caller said, man, I want Aaron Jones here in Baltimore. And look at how he ended the season last year with the Green Bay Packers picking up 100-plus yards on the ground and about four games to close out the season. And then we had another caller who said, man, I want Derrick Henry. And we spent time talking about Derrick Henry and what an addition of Derrick Henry would mean for the Baltimore Ravens. This much we know about the Ravens. They run the ball. They punch you in the mouth. Gus Edwards is now a member of the Los Angeles Chargers, and so this made plenty of room for Derrick Henry to sign a two-year, $16 million contract to become a Baltimore Raven. This is nice. Lamar Jackson gets to save himself just a little bit. They have another option to run the football. Damn it, a matter of fact, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry could be doing each other favors by sparing each other on the potential beatings as they come out of the backfield. Now, what that formation looks like at the end of the day, is Derrick Henry going to be further back? Are they going to be in shotgun? Are they running pistol? How they set any of this up, I have no idea. It's to be seen. But this is a good move for the Baltimore Ravens. You don't miss out on a back who, by the way, yeah, he's sitting on 30 years old. The man was still, dare I say, still second in rushing yards last year. Almost 1,200 yards. 12 touchdowns. Derrick Henry played in all 17 games. And we know the Ravens, well, let's just be quite clear. The season didn't end how they wanted it to end. The Baltimore Ravens went to the playoffs. They beat the Texans. And then they lost in the AFC Championship game to the Kansas City Chiefs. Does this solve the passing game? Does this solve them playing from behind? I mean, dare I say, a lot of people said that Lamar Jackson was throwing the ball around a little too much in the championship game. Well, this doesn't hurt that they'll be able to at least control things on the ground. Listen to what Lamar Jackson had to say at the end of the season, at the end of the AFC Championship game. He said, you know what? I feel good that we're going to turn things around. Listen.
I'm angry about, you know, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short. But I feel like our team going. We're gonna build. You know, this offseason we're gonna get right, get better, grind, and try to be in this position again, but on the other side of victory.
On the other side of victory. I gotta be honest. Like, Derrick Henry's gonna help. Derrick Henry is one of my favorite football players to watch. Because he's a throwback. You know, very rarely do we have these gigantic running backs who can and will drop a shoulder into your chest and move you clear across the field. Very rarely now do we have a running back who's built like the Incredible Hulk, who's built like Thing, who's built like the Juggernaut, who's built like a Mack truck. Derrick Henry is the man. And I look forward to seeing how they utilize him. And how is this going to save Lamar Jackson? Look, Tennessee Titans been ass. Sorry. They've sucked. They surprised the hell out of me a couple of seasons ago when they went to the AFC Championship game. I'm saying to myself, how did they get here? Well, I know the answer. It was the defense, and it was Derrick Henry. He's the reason they went to an AFC Championship game. Derrick Henry is the reason that Ryan Tannehill looked like a damn good quarterback and got himself a new contract. It's because of Derrick Henry. And so for the past few seasons, it has just been awful that he's had to suit up for a team that, quite frankly, was going nowhere. But now Vrabel is gone. Henry is now gone. A.J. Brown is gone. And Derrick Henry had options here, folks. You know, last night, told you, he could have gone to Dallas. I know Schultz just said that this place was a zoo. He could have joined the circus. He could have stayed in the same city that he trains in. But Derrick Henry is going to Baltimore. And a couple of weeks ago, Derrick Henry sat down on, guess what? Yes, a podcast, something that everybody has nowadays. Derrick Henry, he was on Bussin' It with the Boys back in January. And he talked about what he is looking for with his next team.
I want to be somewhere that, whatever happens, that gives me the best shot of winning the Super Bowl. You know, the business side is the business side. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, it has to make sense. You know, I'm just not going to, you know, just accept anything at the same time because, you know, it's a long season. We put our bodies through a lot. But at the same time, I definitely want to be on a roster that, you know, can go out there and put ourselves in position and be able to win games and get in the playoffs and contend for a ring.
He is. I just don't know if he makes a huge difference. The Baltimore Ravens still, and I expect Zay Flowers to get better in his second year? Absolutely. They still don't have that game-breaking wide receiver. They can control a game. They can go out there and win another 12, 13-plus games in the regular season. But when the going gets tough, the Baltimore Ravens are in the same category as the Buffalo Bills. Y'all are underneath Patrick Mahomes, and until you beat him, it's hard to pick him. It really is. I mean, if you were going to tell me that the Baltimore Ravens were going to add, I don't know, Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase, someone that could really change the game, vertically, I'd be screaming, oh, yeah, huge improvement. This is a damn good improvement. But I don't know if this is moving the line for the Baltimore Ravens to go out and win a championship. Derrick Henry is nice. He's amazing. But the team already is the number one rushing offense, right? Almost year after year. Yeah, they'll control games a little bit more, but in the playoffs, if they're behind, what difference is he going to make? Yeah, I know he can be a battering ram. Yeah, I know he can get you short yardage. Yeah, I know any second, every minute, anytime he touches the ball, he can bust one down the field for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 yards. But my fear is when the Ravens are behind. What are they going to do? What is Lamar Jackson going to do? And that part, I'm not all that optimistic about. Hickey, what do you think about this addition? This is like it's like eating ice cream and putting a cherry on top. It's already good. Like, okay, you added a nice added element, but you know, is it now making it even better? What do you think?
I love this. Like, this is one of my favorite additions of free agency because you look at the Ravens, right? Like you mentioned before, it's number one, it's taking hits off of Lamar. And number two, like, they're a running team and they've been bitten by the injury bug all, you know, it feels like now for years on end where it's J.K. Dobbins getting hurt and other running backs getting hurt. I was looking at it today. They've not had a running back start over 10 games since 2019. And even though Derrick Henry's led the league in carries for the last 5 years, he's only missed more than one game once in those 5 years. He's Mr. Durability, and now you finally get a durable, powerful running back next to Lamar. I think this is a perfect fit. I'm very excited for this Ravens offense.
Do you think? I agree with you. But in the postseason, do you think he changes? Yeah, he can bust one out, but so can Lamar. I'm not excited about the postseason element of it.
In terms of winning a Super Bowl, it doesn't move the needle for me a ton just because it's going to come down to Lamar's right arm. Right?
Yes,
we saw that with
the
Chiefs. He did not, have a great game passing. The only time they did, they turned it over as well after that. So it's going to come down to him, Lamar, that is. And obviously that's not going to help too much because it's going to come down to the passing game. So if you're like talking about Super Bowl, do their Super Bowl odds increase? Or are they closer? I would say no. But in terms of fit for the offense and maybe getting Lamar fresher and maybe even making it easier in the postseason, you could argue, if you want to look at that angle.
Because he's a little fresher, I guess,
Well, even too, if defenses have a running back to worry about, no disrespect to Gus Edwards, but in the AFC title game, is the Chiefs defense, is Steve Spagnuolo up all night worried about Gus Edwards?
It's Lamar.
Right. Maybe, depending on how Derrick Henry is, he can put a little fear in defensive coordinators and maybe, open up more either running or passing lanes for Lamar in the postseason. That's also to be determined, but
let's see. I'm chalking him up. Look, regular season, 10, 11, 12, 13 wins. Again, right? Let me know what y'all do in the postseason. That's just the nature of the beast. Let's see what happens. The Ravens are going to be fun to watch if they're healthy. What else is new? And I guess we just have to wait until we pull up into the end of December and January to see what the addition of Derrick Henry has meant in the biggest of games. Because this is where the Ravens need help. This is where the Bills need help. And this is not to say, because it's still early, the Baltimore Ravens won't get their hands on a vertical threat. Mark Andrews also coming back. Should be healthy, healthier than when he got hurt and came back. So Baltimore always in the mix, and now they got a bulldozer coming out of the backfield. Should be a lot of fun to watch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you we have so much more to get into. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings and all of their changes. We're going to talk about the big-name quarterbacks who did move around. Russell Wilson versus Kirk Cousins. We have some smaller names. Jameis has moved to the Browns. Drew Locke is a member of the Giants. And matter of fact, when we come back from break, we'll get to the QBs later. We're going to talk to a former All-Pro, Pro Bowl, 16-year veteran in the NFL. He was a people mover. Lorenzo Neal is joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book, talk with a friend. When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The legal tampering period still goes on here in the NFL. Players are able to sign their contracts tomorrow. But one position that we've seen have a little bit of a rebirth, I guess, are the running backs. We just talked about Derrick Henry signing with the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. We learned about Saquon Barkley moving from the Giants to the Philadelphia Eagles. We got Aaron Jones, who's swapping places after being released by the Packers, is now a member of the Vikings. To talk about it all is someone who played in the NFL for 16 years. This man moved people the hell out the way for some of the best running backs that we've seen. Whether it's LaDainian Tomlinson, Corey Dillon, Warwick Dunn, what have you, joining us right now is a former Pro Bowler, All-Pro everything, Lorenzo Neal. Lorenzo, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me. How we doing, my brother?
Hey, we're very well. Well, let me. What are your first impressions on what we've seen so far over these past 2 days?
I just like it that there's a run on the running backs and they're not waiting around, you know. And it's great that there's some good backs that are taken off the board. I know I'd like to see these guys continue to get paid. I'd like to even see them get paid more than that. I know Derrick Henry, 2-year deal, you know, $16 million, about $8 a year. Brandon, Jacobs, you saw what he did for the Raiders. That's going to be tough shoes to fill, because what he did for the Raiders, I mean, this guy was a one-man wrecking machine. If he was even, he was leaving. I like what he brought to the team. But interesting just to see the Packers going a new direction, because Aaron Jones, I thought, was a capable back. You saw what he did against the San Francisco 49ers. He was unbelievable in that playoff game. Probably should have ran him more. And guess what? They probably would have won that ball game. But Brandon Jacobs, I think that's a great place for him. You know, the guy was the highest paid running back, $48 million, about $12 million a year. Just good to see Saquon Barkley goes to the Eagles, and you know I love it. You see Tiki give him a little shout out, and he's like, "Hey man, don't call me a hater. I showed up at camp, even though I didn't pay it. I couldn't leave my guys out there." So happy for Saquon getting the money that he deserves. Mixing, of course, to the Texans. And, you know, Austin Eckler, I kind of was surprised. Thought he would get a little bit more, but you know the Commanders, I think he's going to be well there because he's a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. And he can do some things. So it's going to be interesting just to see how he fits there with the Commanders. But it's a lot of movement for the running backs. And kudos to those guys, man, because I'm telling you, running backs can carry a team. But unfortunately, the longevity's not there. So when they can get the opportunity to make the money they deserve, they need to get it. Because you know, they're not like quarterbacks and like receivers can get 10-year deals or 8-year deals. You know, it's 3- or 4-year deal because the life expectancy of a running back is just not that very long.
Lorenzo Neal is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. So, for instance, we know Derrick Henry, sitting on 30 years old, is now a member of the Ravens, will be out there with Lamar Jackson. What will this mean for them in the regular season and then also the postseason? I guess they're going to save each other some wear and tear both, right? No?
No question. I think that is an interesting parallel because you have two guys that are dynamic runners. Lamar Jackson, I don't know what happened to him in that AFC game. I think everyone said, hey, why are you trying to turn into this pocket guy now when we know that you're magic with your feet? And had the opportunity to run a couple of times and just didn't do it, didn't take off against Kansas City. You know, they held Kansas City to, 17 points, a really low-scoring game, thought they played well enough to win that. Lamar Jackson just didn't take off and run enough. But I think that now you have Derrick Henry, a guy that can move the chain, who's a chain mover as well as a game changer. I think Derrick Henry, you know, with the Baltimore Ravens, the way that they're built, I think they are going to complement each other. But you got to be careful with these two guys because Derrick Henry is very, very physical, and you need him in January and December when it really counts.
Well, Lorenzo, you talk about the physicality and the life expectancy or career expectancy of the running backs at the position. How do you feel watching just this change? I feel a lot of running backs are employed as running backs and slot receivers, and they get used and abused and kind of moved out.
And that's the part that just troubles me. When you see these guys, you saw what Derrick Henry did for the Ravens. He carried that team. I mean, Derrick Henry carried the Tennessee Titans. You saw, you know, even when they paid against the, when you had the great quarterback, the greatest of all time, Brady there, he had 180 yards, I think, that playoff game. You saw the way that he actually carried his team. So it wasn't just the quarterback. This guy carried it. No different than LaDainian Tomlinson when he carried the Chargers, the San Diego Chargers at the time. Derrick Henry is that type of back that can actually carry his team. And you saw that, and he did that. And he did it more than once, more than twice. So Derrick Henry, he is an unbelievable back. And the other guys, you know, they are still good backs. But Derrick Henry, it's just going to be interesting to see what kind of life he has left in those legs. But yeah, it is terrible that you see these guys, what they do, and then at the age of 30, they're out to the pasture and they don't now want to pay them. It's usually, that's what's so tough about running backs. It's different than any other position, because after 4 years of running back, they want to decrease the value. After 6 or 7 years, for sure, they want to decrease the value. But as for a quarterback, offensive lineman, different positions, after 5, 6, 7 years, they're getting these huge, massive contracts. But the running back, they start to digress instead of increase.
Former Pro Bowl fullback, 16 years in the NFL, Lorenzo Neal is here with us. That's on the running back side. We know that we had some big names kind of move around in the quarterback rooms as well. Kirk Cousins is now a member of the Atlanta Falcons. Russell Wilson now a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Which player do you think is going to have more of an impact this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think when you look at Atlanta, I think that they have some young players, and I think Kirk Cousins is the type of guy they need as a leader, a guy that can go in and say, look, we're going to win, and he's just a good guy. You know, he's a leader of men. So I think that he's going to have some success. But I'm going to tell you, a team that's ready to win now, and I think they go deep into the playoffs. And I think right now, what Russell Wilson wants to accomplish and the way that he played in Denver that bounce back year last year and still didn't have necessarily all the weapons, didn't have a great offensive line, didn't have necessarily the greatest receivers. I think Russell Wilson, when you think about where he's going, to a Steeler team that plays great defense, he's going to a team that he's not going to have to carry it. He's not going to necessarily have to go and carry this team. I think this team's, in some essence, kind of remind you of that Legion of Boom. I'm not saying they're better, but you think about the Steelers and think about Seattle in their heyday. They were dependent on that defense. The Steelers is that type of team that can play great defense, and now you have a quarterback that is a game changer and a quarterback that can get the ball and distribute it to the right guys and also can escape and make plays with his legs. I think the Russell Wilson is going to have the biggest impact out of those two guys.
Wow. So do you feel, Lorenzo, that he got a raw deal in Denver? Did he get a raw deal on his way out of Seattle? Why do you feel that he didn't have so much success the past couple of seasons?
Yeah, I think when you look at Seattle, I think it was just time. I thought Denver, when you look at Denver, I thought that was a bad deal. I thought that when you look at it, kudos to Russell Wilson for getting this contract the way it is. You look at Denver, they got to pay this guy $38 million. The Steelers win only paying this guy minimum $1.2, $1.6 million. They're in a great situation. You have arguably a future Hall of Fame quarterback, a Pro Bowl type of quarterback of the Steelers, and now you're only getting him for probably one of the lowest paid quarterbacks in the league because Denver let him go, so he has some guaranteed money. I thought Denver, because Denver wasn't ready. Denver's team is not necessarily, I don't think, a playoff team. I think Sean Payton, he said, look, I want to build my way. And Denver's saying, look, we're going to bring Sean Payton in here. We're going to give him the keys to this car, and we're going to let him ride this, and we're going to let him drive this. And that's exactly what he did. He's saying, look, this is not my guy. I don't care what type of quarterback he's been in the past. I'm going in a new direction. So kudos to the Denver Broncos giving, you know, Sean Payton that type of credibility and giving him that type of leeway. I don't think it was necessarily the best decision on Sean Payton, who I know very well. I think he's a good coach. I think Russell Wilson got a bad deal on that one.
Lorenzo Neal here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Well, let's talk about a team that you made even more your bones with that happens to be the Chargers. Might be in a different city, but we know they have a different coach. They have a young quarterback. What is Harbaugh going to bring to that team, and how are they going to compete, if at all, in the AFC? How long is it going to take?
It's not going to take long. I'll tell you right now, and this is crazy. I know you say, God, Lo, I know you're drinking this Harbaugh Kool-Aid. I remember Harbaugh being at Stanford. Look what he did with Luck. Look what he did with that team. You look at Stanford. Stanford's known for its education. Stanford's a great school. But think about the players that he got there. What did he do against USC, against UCLA, against those teams? He ran them out of the stadium. How did he do it? He was physical. Think about when he was at the University of San Diego. What did he do with that team? He made them physical. What did he do with the San Francisco 49ers with Alex Smith and a quarterback that could run but not necessarily throw the ball and the quarterback that they had? Think about those two quarterbacks. They weren't game changers. They were game managers. They were good quarterbacks. They weren't great. They weren't elite. But look what he was able to do with those guys. So when you think about what Harbaugh brings to the table, I know him personally, good coach. I played for his brother John. When he was at the University of San Diego, he would come over to the Chargers facility. So I've been knowing Harbaugh and his family for years. I'm telling you right now, he is going to change the attitude. He is going to change the face of the Chargers. The Chargers are no longer going to be a team that's soft. The Chargers are no longer going to be a team that gets scored 65 on. Chargers are going to compete, and they're going to compete right away because that's just who Harbaugh is. And he's got the talent on that team. When you think about the safeties, got one of the best safeties in the league. You got one of the best young quarterbacks. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Harbaugh's going to get a running back in this draft, and he's going to get somebody that can tote the mail. They're going to be physical, and I think now when you have a quarterback that is going to, his efficiency level is going to go up. They're going to run the ball. He's going to have higher proficiency because of the fact Harbaugh's going to do more play action. They're going to run the ball, and I think you're going to see Herbert really, really excel because the way that Harbaugh's going to throw the ball. Look no further than Michigan. Michigan, what did they do in the second half? Look at that national championship. You know, shout out DeBoer from Fresno State. Loved Coach DeBoer. I like that. We talk a lot at Alabama now. I love Coach DeBoer. And look at what he was able to do to Washington. That second half, every team in the second half, you watch Michigan, they usually won that second half, and they usually always won the fourth quarter. I expect Harbaugh to get it done with the L.A. Chargers.
And Lorenzo, final question for you, man. You talk about physicality and the NFL and what Harbaugh is going to bring to the Chargers, the position that made you an all-pro at fullback. We don't see a lot of them. And there's a lot of cases over the years that we've seen even more of the NFL rules kind of favor of the offense and a vertical game. What are your thoughts just from a fan perspective and a former player about how the game has evolved?
Yeah, I think that sometimes the game evolves in the right way, protecting guys, defensive player across the middle. I get it, but football's a contact sport. I think you got to. I think you got to make this game continue to make it physical because that's what it is. You can't just continue to say, let's take this and let's keep taking these things away. I think the fullback position is one of the most disrespected positions in the game. And that's why I was pulling for the Niners to win the Super Bowl, because you see what Juszczyk brought to the table. You saw him in the passing game. You saw him in the running game. He was really, really, really effective. And, you know, that's another guy that people aren't talking about, what Juszczyk does for that Niner offense. But also Christian McCaffrey, I think, guys, undoubtedly, he's going to be the highest-paid running back in the league. It's not over yet. I think the 49ers wrap this guy up and make him the highest-paid running back. But I do believe that the fullback position will be coming back, especially in L.A. with the Chargers, because Harbaugh, he's going to run that fullback.
Are you going to go back out there and play? You got some more gas left?
Oh, you better believe it. I'm looking pretty in the face and slim in the waist right now. You better watch out.
Lorenzo Neal here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Before you get back out onto the field, where can people follow you, your work on air, all the other great things that you're doing, Lorenzo?
Absolutely. You can check me out on Instagram. It's just Lorenzo Neal. Go there. I'm a great follow. Got a lot of things happening. I also work with 95.7 The Game, doing season coming in and doing the season. I have a pre and a post game. So absolutely love that. And then also on KPIX Channel 5, always in the Bay. And also I do the Believe Network. You can check me out on the Believe and the Chargers. I'm on the Believe Network, bringing the Chargers, breaking it down every single week. So check me out on Believe Network. So with all the Bally's casinos, they play it. It's a national show, so check me out. Thanks for all the puff, brother.
No doubt about it, Lorenzo. Looking forward to checking you out. And I'll look for you on the field, okay? I'll stay tuned.
I got one play. You're going to have to come get me after that, bro. You got to come get pick
okay.
me off the field.
Note taken. That, my main man, Lorenzo Neal. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. He was really out there blocking for everybody, making moves. LaDainian Tomlinson, LT, and Corey Dillon, and Warrick Dunn. He had the biggest stretch with LT. It was a lot of fun watching him. That man moved people the hell up on out the way. It is certainly a different game. But if you listen to Lorenzo, he said the fullbacks, they're coming back, including him. For one play. Thank you to Lorenzo Neal for breaking down the NFL as well as the running back position. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lorenzo talked about the NFL not being physical. Well, I know the Ravens added a physical running back, but it looks like they let a linebacker get away to a rival. We're going to talk about it. I'll fill you in.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I try. Thank you for the compliment. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to former All-Pro, Pro Bowl, Superstar this, Big Man that, Lorenzo Neal. He came through and joined us in the last break to talk about all the movement and the running backs getting paid, and Saquon to Philadelphia, and Henry, Derrick Henry, to the Ravens. And there's so much movement going on. It's like every 5 minutes, there's something new. How about this? Just in the break, Jordan Poyer, former safety for the Bills, he's staying in the AFC East. He's going to be playing for the Miami Dolphins. Welcome. And then, Hickey, correct me if I'm wrong, Danielle Hunter is now going to be a member, not of the Colts, but of the Texans, right?
That is right, going to the AFC South.
Yeah, I assume you're a little disappointed by that.
You know, I was a guy that the Colts were targeting, so it would have been nice to have him on our side versus now facing him twice a year. That's not great.
Yeah, I mean, well, nice replacement. I forgot the gentleman's name, but he ended up going to the Minnesota Vikings. They lost one of their own edge rushers. So now you bring in Danielle Hunter, and you better hope and pray that he's actually healthy, because injuries have been something that has been a little bit of a bugaboo for Danielle Hunter throughout the course of his career. So the moves keep on moving. Danielle Hunter is now a member of the Houston Texans, and Jordan Poyer, no longer a member of the Buffalo Bills. He is heading on down south to Miami, a little bit different than the weather in Western New York. Poyer is going to be a Dolphin. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about some things going on in Minnesota. All right? They aren't good things. I mean, when you got to start talking about Sam Darnold throwing footballs to Justin Jefferson, if I'm Justin Jefferson, I start going, when are y'all going to extend my contract? When are y'all anteing up and giving me more than $30 million a season to not catch the ball as often as I did? And so we'll talk about Minnesota at the top of the hour. But to just go back a little bit to wrap things up at the open of the show, or at least the beginning, the opening hour. Derrick Henry goes from the Titans to the Ravens. Now, we also have a Raven who is leaving the Ravens to play for the Steelers. Little divisional beef here. His name is Patrick Queen. Now, I remember watching Patrick Queen here in Georgia when he played for LSU. And the man gets drafted into the NFL, has a little bit of a hard knock life being acclimated into the league. And then they get Roquan Smith, and then he continues to turn things up. This past season, Patrick Queen, 133 tackles, 3.5 sacks. He was a Pro Bowler. And so now he is a member of the Steelers defense. He gets a 3-year contract, $41 million. He joins TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Alex Highsmith, Minka Fitzpatrick, Joey Porter Jr. I'll assume he's going to even get better with more reps. And the Steelers' defense is great. And so not only do you add Patrick Queen on defense, you also add Russell Wilson on offense. And we're going to talk more about Russell Wilson, you know, later on in the show. This is quite ironic because Patrick Queen, back in October, he told a story about why the Ravens playing the Steelers was personal for him. And let's remember, this is when he played for the Ravens. Listen.
Anytime you know you join this organization and they talk about this game, it's the game that defines you and makes you a Raven. And when I was on their sideline my rookie year, Mike Tomlin was looking at me yelling at me, "You're not a Raven. You're not a Raven. You're not supposed to be there. You're not one of them." So every time I play them, it's something personal.
Just every time he plays his son. Is it really personal when you're getting the money? Like, we went through this. Hey, Hickey, nobody said that he's dead to the Ravens yet, did he? Nobody said that yet?
Keyword, yet.
But yet. No. So that's not just a New York thing?
This rivalry is that intense, you would think. At least one, Ray Lewis. Patrick, you're dead to me.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, maybe it's just Tiki. I have no idea. Anyway, we know this rivalry is, well, it's everybody in the AFC North, right? I mean, they just, it's tough. I mean, year after year after year, I go, okay, who's going to get hurt? That's going to determine what happens in the AFC North. And last year, who got hurt? Well, I mean, the massage man, Deshaun Watson, I'll say his name. Deshaun Watson, he had a shoulder injury. He had a broken shoulder. And the Browns still hung in there towards the end of the year. And then you got to think about Joe Burrow. He can be pretty fragile. And so year upon year upon year, and especially as we move towards this season, I'm still going Ravens. And then the other three teams can beat the living hell out of each other. And Patrick Queen switches sides. I think the Steelers are obviously going to be stronger. How you feel about the Browns, Hickey? After the Ravens is who gets hurt.
I still think the Browns are a play. Like, I still believe in them in part because, it wasn't just quarterback. I mean, they suffered decimating injuries. Right, Nick Chubb, which was, from a visual standpoint.
How does he still have a leg?
Gruesome. I have no idea. How he's going to step on a football field again, it boggles my mind after that. Him, offensive line was decimated, defense, and they still went to the playoffs? I'll still give them the benefit of the doubt, even with Deshaun Watson there and other injury questions, but they got to prove they get healthy, that's for sure.
I can't wait until next season. And we'll talk about this next hour. Jameis Winston is the new backup for Deshaun Watson? Like, is this a comedy special? Like, this legitimately happened, right?
No jokes here. That's real.
What is Jameis Winston going to – what is he going to do? He going to stand around and tell jokes? Is he going to give inspirational messages? Is Deshaun Watson going to roll his eyes at him? Like, I don't know. It just seems that anywhere Jameis Winston goes, it's an odd couple. And Jameis Winston was supposed to, be the next guy for the Saints. And I don't know. He's just a backup at this point in his career. Maybe he just walks around with his Heisman Award. And then keeps things moving. But the Browns, yes, they'll be competitive. The Steelers will be better. Cincinnati, I think, will be fine, give or take Joe Burrow coming back and then also being healthy. It's just the name of the game. The AFC North is just tough as nails. It's tough as hell. And it's eat or be eaten. I would say it is the best division in the NFL. You think about the changes and now the addition of Russell Wilson. It's going to be even more a must-watch. And then you're also adding in Derrick Henry to the equation as well. A lot of their games are just must-watch, especially when it gets cold. I need some of those throwbacks. I need some Steeler games, home games. When we start pulling up into January, I need to see the freezing-ass cold. I need to see Russell Wilson, the condensation. I'm ready and waiting for that. So congratulations to the Steelers for adding Patrick Queen, and congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens for adding a future Hall of Fame running back in Derrick Henry. I think that guy still got a whole lot of gas left in the tank. Second in yardage last year? Yeah, I think he has a whole lot more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I mentioned Jameis. We're going to hear from him, some comments. Next hour, because he's just always hilarious. We're going to get into the Minnesota Vikings. If you're a Vikings fan, how do you feel? Probably not good. My apologies for laughing a little bit. We got Justin Jefferson, some thoughts on him. Drew Locke has a new team. He's going to be backing up New York City's favorite quarterback. We got a New York City quarterback who apparently might be on the presidential ticket. What? I thought we left the jokes years ago. Like, what are we doing? There's more to do. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. We expected someone else. So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.